Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dobson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Dobson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carl Taylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Grich moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Grich moves to third. Powell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to home to get Grich. Powell moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Baylor scores. Robinson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is walked intentionally. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson bunts towards third. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Oates moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford is hit by the pitch. Dobson moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Piniella picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Piniella. Baylor scores. Robinson moves all the way to home. It's 7-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Mayberry moves to second. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dobson hits a line drive towards the mound. Hedlund reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick scores. Sheinblum moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheinblum scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 7-4, Orioles. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Dobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dobson. Taylor moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 7-5, Orioles. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hovley moves to third. Otis moves to second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-4 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gritch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Otis reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 7-6, Orioles. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive towards short. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Bobby Grich now playing first base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knoop strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.